Beginning in 1995 and ending in 2005, the New York Jets had two different owners, seven quarterbacks, and four head coaches, but the one constant was Wayne Krabet. The 5'10", 183-pound wide receiver redefined the slot position in the National Football League and was arguably the most popular Jets player of his era. His last name, pronounced Krabet, became a household name after he made the 53-man roster out of training camp in 1995. The undrafted rookie free agent turned Jets rookie star receiver became the go-to target for quarterback Boomer Esiason. Krabet not only caught everything that was thrown his way, but he also fought and clawed for every possible yard. His 66 receptions in his rookie season still stands as a Jets record. The Hofstra University alum was Mr. Consistency, tallying at least one reception in his first 45 career games. Krabet became every Jets quarterback's favorite target on third down. In his career, he caught 560 passes, 379 of which were third down conversions. Jets fans everywhere will always have the image of number 80 racing down the middle of the field, eyes focused on the ball, securing pass after pass with his bare hands before fighting for every last inch until the sound of the whistle. The Green Lantern found himself in the middle of some of the most memorable days in Jets history. In the Monday Night Miracle versus the rival Miami Dolphins, Krabet caught the game-tying touchdown in the back corner of the end zone from Vinny Testaverde. It helped catapult the Jets to their largest comeback victory in franchise history. Just 1 year later, on January 6, 2001, the Jets visited the Oakland Raiders, needing a victory on the final weekend of the regular season to clinch a spot in the playoffs. It was no surprise when Wayne Krabet made one of the key plays. His remarkable one-handed catch helped propel the Jets to a 24-22 win and a berth in the postseason. There are many moments and accomplishments from his career that make Krabet so special in the minds of Jets fans. With Wayne Krabet, people don't just remember him as number 80. The number 3 is just as closely related to him. It was his number when he played at Hofstra, and he was always clutch on third down. He's also third all-time in Jets franchise history in yards receiving, games played, and touchdowns, while also placing third in NFL history in receptions among undrafted wide receivers. Although he stood just 5'10", he played much bigger than you could ever measure in feet and inches. His number 80 Jets jersey has not been worn since his retirement, and with good reason, as he wore it to define what it meant to be a Jet.